Then while you were interning here and you said you weren't working, you were doing this full time, were you living at home with your parents? Or?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no, I mean, I know people who are working and still living at home, but yeah, no, I was definitely, I've lived at home since I graduated.
Okay, and so are they, like, supportive of your situation and are they okay with it?
They're very supportive. I have very, very supportive parents.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely have concerns because, you know, they would like their child to get a full-time job
mm-hmm.
with benefits. I mean, I'm going to be eventually off their insurance. Like, I'm going to be turning 25 this year. I'll be 26 next year. I'm going to be kicked off their insurance. So I need to figure that out. And since, I mean, I left this internship in June, I've been applying for radio journalism internships and also just, you know, other things that I think I'm qualified for. But it's tough to still be applying for internships when I see that all of the jobs are requiring 3 to 5 years experience, which I don't have.
You don't have, yeah. Were your friends having trouble finding jobs as well?
Yeah, I had some friends go directly to grad school.
Mm-hmm.
I had some friends go directly to internships. I mean, it's a mixed bag. I think, I don't know, compared to my friends, like right now, not having a job and just having done an unpaid internship, I feel like I'm behind. But okay. they have definitely struggled as well to find something consistent, you know, as opposed to like different temp jobs.
Okay.
I know people who have had internships lead to full-time jobs. And so that makes me feel hopeful, but I feel like that's not the norm.
So your friends that you have, were they in the same class with you? They graduated around the same time?
Yeah, those are all 2011 graduates too.
Okay. So what is the hardest thing for you about not working in your field?
I mean, in general, the hardest thing is...
Take your time.
there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do to control, you know, hardly any of this process. All you can do, you know, you apply for so many things and you never hear anything back. And then, you know, you hear something back from some people and it's a no. And sometimes it's a yes and you go on the interview and then it's a no.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do except keep applying. Mm-hmm. But it's hard not to get, you know, frustrated
yeah.
and upset. And then you look at other people and you're embarrassed and you feel ashamed. And,
mm-hmm.
and I, you know, it's tough to know that I am a really hard worker
mm-hmm.
and I want to work and I would, you know, would love to put my skills to use, but it's hard to find somebody who will have me. So
yeah.
it's very frustrating. But when you get upset about that, even that being upset, it
mm-hmm.
doesn't help get you a job. It just
yeah.
makes you upset.
Yeah.
So it's a constant battle to persevere and keep applying and keep
yeah.
applying.
So with you saying like it's a constant battle, what's motivating you to keep applying?
I don't know. I have no choice. It's not optional to like work for a living. I mean,
mm-hmm.
perhaps for some people it is, but I mean, you know, there's like the normal reasons, you know, I need to work to have money and buy a car and have insurance
mm-hmm.
and things like that. And then there's just, I mean, I'm really interested in radio. I love radio. I love the production, the behind the scenes. I love listening to the final product. I mean, I would love to contribute to that.
Mm-hmm. What advice would you give to me or any up-and-coming grads that are, you know, frustrated or anxious that they're not going to be able to be where they want to be after
oh my
graduation?
Gosh. Well, I mean, it's hard. I think it's hard for me to sit here as somebody who doesn't have a job and give you advice. Networking is a huge thing. I'm
okay.
terrible at networking.
Okay.
So stay, all of these people who have been your mentors or who you've ever worked with, like, don't ignore them forever or lose contact, because really, I think the biggest thing that I found observing other people getting jobs is a lot of it is who you know, and having somebody who's willing to vouch for you or
mm-hmm.
just say like, oh, I know this person, they'd be great for that. That is a huge part of it. I think another thing is not being afraid to apply for things that you don't feel super qualified for.
Okay.
I mean, I know that studies have shown women are less likely to apply for jobs that they don't feel qualified for, whereas men will go for things that they're clearly unqualified for. So I know that personally, I like to say, well, oh, I can't apply for that until I blank. Like, yeah. Oh, I can't apply for that until I have an internship in that. Mm-hmm. I can't apply for that until I learn how to use this type of software. And that, it's holding you back. That mentality is definitely holding me back.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't know, just apply. There's nothing else you can do.
So you would say, like, start applying before you graduate?
Oh, absolutely. Don't wait until May, whatever, when you're walking down, you know, the aisle to graduate,
mm-hmm.
and then be like, oh, yeah, later today I'll start applying for things. Because it's the turnaround can be weeks before you hear anything,
yeah.
if you hear anything. So I would definitely recommend applying as soon as possible. And apply, I mean, everybody will be applying for internships, paid and unpaid, and real jobs. I mean, full-time or part-time
like
jobs.
Entry-level jobs.
Entry-level jobs, exactly. I it's terrible to say real jobs. But I mean, you'll be applying for a mix of things.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Don't limit yourself.
So if you, do you think if you would have graduated like 2013 or around this time, you would have better opportunities because of the economy to get an entry-level job within your field?
I'm not sure. I mean, at least right now, I mean, I feel like I am competing against people who recently graduated, mm-hmm. and I can say, well, I had this internship and this internship and this job. So at least I hope that I have an edge over those people. I don't know if it would help. I don't know if it would have helped.